This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. government funding is slated to run out in 6 days, and leaders of a bipartisan U.S. House of Representatives caucus said all options are on the table to avert a government shutdown. The House will return Tuesday to vote on a series of spending bills, but federal agencies are preparing for that possible shutdown. Thousands of refugees from Nagorno-Karabakh stream into Armenia as the leaders of Azerbaijan and allied Turkey hold a summit, marking Baku's victory over the rebel enclave last week. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
Ethnic Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh began a mass exodus by car on Sunday toward Armenia after Azerbaijan defeated the breakaway region's fighters in a conflict dating from the Soviet era. The Nagorno-Karabakh leadership told Reuters the region's 120,000 Armenians did not want to live as part of Azerbaijan for fear of persecution and ethnic cleansing. The Armenians of Karabakh are in a territory internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan and were forced into a ceasefire last week after a 24-hour military operation by the much larger Azerbaijani military. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Lloyd Austin, on his first visit to Africa as U.S. Defense Secretary, told reporters the Russian mercenary Wagner Group still has a presence on the continent, even since the death of the group's leader. VOA's Carla Babb is traveling with Austin.
The U.S. has not seen a decisive shift in Wagner's relationship with the Kremlin or signs that Moscow has absorbed the group's operations on the continent, according to U.S. defense officials. Austin heads to Kenya on Monday. It will be the first visit to Kenya by a U.S. defense secretary since 1976. He will round out his trip in Angola, the first time a U.S. defense secretary has ever visited the country. Carla Babb, VOA News, Djibouti.
Libya's prosecutor general orders the arrest of 8 officials as part of his inquiry into the huge flood disaster that killed thousands after torrential rains burst through aging dams. Amazon is investing up to $4 billion in AI firm Anthropic as the online retail giant steps into a race dominated by Microsoft, Google, and OpenAI. Striking workers in the U.S. whose industrial action has paralyzed Hollywood say they have reached an exceptional deal with studios that could see them go back to work. Sicilian mafia boss Matteo Messina Denaro, captured in January after 3 decades on the run, dies in a hospital in central Italy. And VOA's Sandra Lemaire gives us an update on Haiti from the recent UN meeting.
In his speech before the UN General Assembly on Friday, Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry repeated his urgent appeal for a multinational force to help Haiti's national police combat gang violence.
Haitians' daily life is painful. That is why the Security Council, which has the power and the authority, must act urgently under Chapter 7.
While Henry was meeting with foreign leaders on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York, powerful gang leader Jimmy Chourizier hit the streets of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, to put him on notice.
Today, we are launching a battle against Ariel Henry. As we previously said, we're asking Haitians to mobilize.
Kenya has expressed willingness to lead the force, which will be comprised of police officers as well as some military personnel. Sandra Lemaire, VOA News.
A space capsule carrying NASA's first asteroid samples has landed in the desert in the U.S. state of Utah. VOA's Scott Walterman says it took 7 years to get to the asteroid and back.
Scientists expect to get at least a cup of rubble from the asteroid Bennu. The pebbles and dust delivered Sunday represent the biggest haul from beyond the moon. Preserved building blocks from the dawn of our solar system 4.5 billion years ago. The samples will help scientists better understand how Earth and life itself formed. OSIRIS-REx, that's the mothership, is already targeting another asteroid. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Monday is Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement, considered the holiest day of the year for those who practice Judaism. For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.